BPM 31510 is just one of the thousands of cancer drugs being developed, but it's also very different. BPM 31510 may be the first experimental drug developed by artificial intelligence, as opposed to scientists running experiments based on hypotheses. Kurt Nickisch from Here and Now contributor WBUR reports.
Today, he's the president of Berg Health, but 10 years ago, Niven Nurain was frustrated. He was a cancer researcher at the University of Miami Medical School.
Seeing the way the doctors were specifically scripted of treating patients with, you have this disease, this is the first line of therapy, that's the second line of therapy. If that fails, here's your options. If that fails, well...
Well, the next option is to try an experimental drug, if there is one. But it takes more than 10 years on average and more than $1 billion to bring a drug to market. Nurain thought that was too long and too expensive, and he convinced billionaire Carl Berg to help him find a faster, cheaper way. Inside the Berg Health facility in Framingham, Massachusetts, you see all the things you'd expect to see in a pharmaceutical lab, including centrifuges and scientists in white coats.
And then I'm trying to see how much of that gene...
But what's different is how Berg comes up with the molecules to study. Nurain shows a room full of sophisticated chemical analysis instruments that together cost more than the average American earns over a lifetime.
These machines are going 24/7, every day of the year.
These machines are generating huge amounts of raw data from tissue, urine, and blood samples, both from cancer patients and from healthy patients.
The last thing you want to do now is have 100 biochemists, you know, going through this data and saying, oh, well, I kind of like this one over here, or I think this, that would make us no different.
What makes Berg different is that it built an artificial intelligence system. It crunches trillions of data points to identify molecules that may be effective drugs.
So we're not dismissing the scientific process. We're just kind of putting one step ahead of it instead of the human brain deciphering or proposing those hypotheses. We're allowing the data from the patient biology to generate those hypotheses.
It's been a blast.
Slava Akhmeyev is the company's chief analytics officer. He says it's rare for a biotech company to integrate mathematics and computers so prominently. But Akhmeyev says Berg's lab researchers don't mind that computational scientists like him are driving the experimental agenda.
No, I don't think it's about being elevated or not. I think it's more about trying something new.
And at least so far, trying something new seems to be working. Berg's computational tools have identified drug candidates for different cancers and for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases in a relatively short amount of time.
To have that many drug and pipelines going successfully, it was just amazing to me.
That's Atul Butte. He's the head of the new Institute of Computational Health Sciences at the University of California, San Francisco. He says Berg is just one of a number of companies trying their hand at data-driven drug discovery. He says it's very complex, but the 200-person company is off to a good start.
You have all this genomic data plus all these other molecular measurements, all this computational work to figure out what's causing what. And if that works, they're going to be the first to come up with the first data-driven drugs.
But the first data-driven drug on the market is still a long ways away. Berg's most advanced drug candidate, BPM 31510, is in early human trials. For Here and Now, I'm Kurt Nickisch.